Okay, we're in the middle of Siman Samach Aleph, reading Seif Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. Seif Gimel was about trying to be mashlim the 248 words, kenega the 248 limbs, where there were really only 245 words in Kriya Shema. So this is all based on a Midrash HaNe'elam. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the words of Kriya Shema are correspond to the 248 limbs, and each one is a refuah to a particular limb, and therefore if you don't say all 248 words, you're missing a refuah for a particular limb, and that's not very good. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to have the Shliach Tzibur repeat Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And then the question is, what do you do if you're davening B'yechidus? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the rest of the Medrash, but we'll see the same idea found in the Shulchan Aruch itself. And there, he quotes it in the name Medrash HaNe'elam, which I believe means the Zohar. Sometimes he quotes it B'shem the Zohar, and sometimes he quotes it B'shem Medrash HaNe'elam. I don't know why he chooses one Lashon over the other. But nevertheless, he quotes in the Zohar, in the Shulchan Aruch, V'im hu kore b'yachid, so let's say he's only saying it b'yachidus, yechavim b'tezva vavin shebem es v'yatzev, sh'olim tishim. So you should have kavana during the 15 vavs in emes v'yatzev, meaning we start off v'yatzev, v'nachon, v'kayam, v'yashar, v'ahu, v'nechmad, v'naim, etc., etc. You get 15 vavs, and the gematria of those 15 vavs is 90. And that is keneged shloshes shemas ha-havaya. Why? Because the name of Havaya is 26. Shekol shem ola esrim v'sheish, right? So that's 26. V'arba osios heim shloshim. And if you add each letter as one, so then each shem Havaya is 30, and three shemas Havaya are 90. Therefore, what you have there is like you have 15 vavs, and therefore it's ke'ilu you said three extra words, because it's like three shemas Havaya. That's one suggestion that's found in the Zohar Kaddish. Okay, a second suggestion is quoted in the Ramah, why you would have kavana for the 15 vavs. V'yesh od tam acher bedavar, the tez vav vavin olim tishim, they equal 90, as we said, v'hakriya nechsheves echad. But the actual reading is considered one, that's like the kolel. Hare tishim ve'echad k'minyan Hashem b'kriyaso u'v'chsivaso. So he says, now you have yourself 91, which is the name the way you read it and the way you write it. V'have ki'ilu amar Hashem emes, right? So it's like you said the Shem Hashem a second time, and therefore that's an additional. So you're like you're saying the Shem Havaya is emes, right? So that's because basically what he's saying is if you add the Yud Kei Vav Kei and Ado and the Noi. So then you'll get that number. So therefore, because Ado, the Shem Havaya we mentioned is 26, and then Ado, the Shem Adnus is it's 60, right? It's 65. No, yeah, 65. So you have 26 plus 65 does not get you 90, as far as I know. But it gets you 91. Perfect. Okay, so. So that's how you get to your 91. V'yesha kosvu, now he adds another idea. That's from the Tshuvas Marik. And he says, V'yesha kosvu, shekol akore kriya shema biyachid, yomar keil melech neman shema. Right? So those who say that when you're saying kriya shema biyachidus, you should say keil melech neman. That's the eitzah that we do, as we'll see in a second. And that way, kishalosh tevos elu mashlimin aminyan shel ramach. He says, because these three tevos, these three words, they're mashlim the ramach, v'hu b'makom, b'imkom amein, sheyesh lanos achar abocher, baruch abocher b'amo Yisrael b'yava, chaynogin. This is in the place of the amein, which you were supposed to say after the bracha of abocher b'amo Yisrael b'yava. So therefore, you didn't get a chance to answer that bracha, because you daven b'yichidus, and therefore you say kel melech neman, which represents amein. And this is the correct minig, says the Ramah. Now the Mishnah Berurah just points out that the amein over here, is you should not learn from here that if you made a bracha on something else, or you said somebody says hamotzi and you didn't eat yet, so you should answer kel melech neman. Right, so he says, and furthermore, shouldn't even answer. Right, he says, You shouldn't even answer amen if you're in between a bracha and doing something and someone else says a bracha. You shouldn't answer amen to that bracha because the hefsek between your bracha and you, what you're trying to do. So he says, you're saying, you know, habocher b'mo Yisrael bi'ava, then kel melech naman. That's a special thing specifically, you know, when you're trying to get the Ramach Osios for Ramach Tevas for Kriyashma, so that's a specific case over here. But don't try to extrapolate from there to all other cases because it's going to be a hefsek between your bracha and what you're trying to do, either we're trying to eat or trying to do the mitzvah, etc. And then in Sivkat Tazayin, he quotes from the Prima Gadim, and he says that this is the Ramah Lashita. So the Ramah held that you're supposed to answer Amen after Habocher Ba'mo Yisrael Bi'ava. But we have the minog that we should try to be Messiah together with the Shlich Tzibur so that we don't have to answer Amen. So based on that, it's not really such a great thing to say Kel Melech Naaman right after you say Habocher Ba'mo Yisrael Bi'ava because you don't even want to say an Amen under those circumstances.